we're low key predictors of talent. You know, last year we said, oh, look at these people that we think, you know, should be in front of your faces. And then the next year they was in front of your faces.
Today's episode is brought to you by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be contacted with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to include the Wrestling Realm in How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. The Wrestling Realm presents Wrestling for the Culture, where we highlight pro wrestlers and pro wrestling personalities of color. Here's your host, Brian H. Waters.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of Wrestling for the Culture. I got family back. I got the one, the only, the Black Wrestling Podcast. Gentlemen, what's good?
What's popping, y'all? What's popping? It's the Black Wrestling Podcast, giving you wrestling from a mouth. I'm just talking about wrestling. No, I'm scared. I just made that up on the spot. Do you like that one? Is that is that the new intro?
Yes.
Fam said we got to workshop that one. Okay, all right, we work on it.
Oh man, I already know it's gonna be a good time, gentlemen. Y'all media tour, happy to be a part of it for the second time. Last year, you know, I was on vacation and I was listening to the show, but I was like, I gotta get them on. We talked about the BRP50. I still got the graphic in here. Boom, that's last year's graphic. This year, this is the cover art. You know what? One of the things I want to go to is, I did just bring up last year, I want to take you back just for this quick clip because it's still funny to me right here.
Shout out to Sonny Kiss. Sonny Kiss is good with that too. He's very active on his Instagram, even if it's just like likes or likes to, you know, certain posts or certain comments or whatever. And the other part is, we took in, there was a conversation about with the whole TNA. We mentioned it on the podcast. I don't want to, you know, harp too much on, you know, our past content, but we had a whole conversation about this, you know, previously. And, you know, we talked all about how much we could really consider the TNA Heavyweight Championship into standing, you know, and ranking against, you know, keeping it real about what is actually doing in the ring and how he does it.
Yo, first of all, it's a lot going on in that, but you got to start off with thank you for the edits. That's impressive.
I remember he said he didn't want to. He was like, "Damn, I don't want to edit. I don't want to edit." I think it's something he said at one point.
Please edit that.
And yeah. I wasn't even cussing is the best part, but
then shout out this year for the rest of Cal's beard showing up.
Yeah, facts. Not facts.
Shout out to Native Tongues Math that was on last year. You know what I mean? It was a whole lot going on.
We got a whole white person. Yeah,
we got a whole white son in a year. Look,
that's why you had to shave, because you had to go to the white people house.
last year, if you saw that picture yesterday, the side by side, that's been.
Looks just like me, don't you?
That would have been Day,
gentlemen.
Fact. My name is Waters. This is our white son.
Now, I was going to say that was the first time we'd ever been on StreamYard, though, and now I can't even imagine doing the podcast without StreamYard. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. That clip shows how much has changed in a year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's your godfather.
Facts. You got to get him a gift at some point. Something. Nothing crazy.
Nah, but you seen the glow up on the sponsors, and then the graphic, and then the goddamn intro. Got a loud fan. It was facts. Crazy.
Yeah. Facts. Facts.
On tonight's show, Kyle. Yeah. Damon.
Drew.
And your host, Brian.
That's funny.
Oh, man. That's tight.
Drew, that might be the new intro. That might be the new intro.
I might have to record that. Oh man.
Legit Drew, I guess a featuring musical guest.
Drake. But gentlemen. So you know, like I said, a year ago, I had a script here.
Can't do the show. I'm sorry.
No. But a year ago, Redacted was not on the list. Well, he was, if I'm not mistaken. He got upset. Then... And I see Redacted was not there, or has the he's solidified the number 51, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I mean, it's kind of what he asked for, right? I mean, he said, "Hey, do this." We say, "Hey, it's done. say less. Give me one less thing to worry about." Is what I'm saying.
Consistency is king.
Well, it would be certainly interesting if there's ever like a a kiss and make up situation down the line, because you know clearly. I just noticed the list keeps.
What do I got to do? Because of me?
Hey, Drip, go in that room for a little bit.
You want fame? Well, fame costs.
When
you start paying.
We all meet. We all meet in a nondescript hotel room.
Brian H. Waters.
Four of us walk in, three of us walk out.
Thank you for welcoming us back. This is the last time we make it.
No, see, that's what you said last year, though. You said last year, don't be get surprised. It clearly you back. So, and y'all cutting up the way.
He was probably like, wait, he legit asked us back? Like, does he not remember?
He been saying that since episode one, maybe episode two. Yeah, we get no sponsors. We ain't there. Y'all, you had an amazing sponsorship read at the beginning of the show. Dang. Never.
That's the people you gonna have on. I don't know who.
We the sponsors.
We the sponsors.
Oh man! But I was looking over. I was doing my research. I was looking at the list last year versus this year. Number one, Sasha Banks. Before you know, was there any debate on this amongst you? If you don't mind me asking, because when I was anticipating, I ain't gonna reveal that part. But let's just say. I waited until the list aired live before I watched it. So I'm, sitting back and waiting. And when I I saw that it was her, I was like, cool, And I've it's been fun watching Twitter and Instagram tell y'all who should be number one before y'all dropped who number one was. But amongst yourselves, was it any debate?
About number one, no.
Everything was flowers and butterflies.
No, wait. There was debate.
One through three was like I think we all had the same.
We
had the same people.
Yeah,
people.
Not necessarily the same ranking, but it was the same people.
So that was like.
I think even if everybody didn't have her at number one, it was probably majority anyway. I don't think there was a question about and even the debate I've seen with people in the number one is just. If not her, they assumed it would have been Bobby.
Yeah.
But I think when you start looking at the quality of wrestling and the quality of match that the two of them, and it's no shade to Bobby because Bobby's been putting in work as well, but Sasha is another level right now.
And that's one thing that I could appreciate. I purposely waited to discuss once y'all got on here because, I wanted to give your flowers. I could appreciate the fact that it wasn't forced. You can make the argument, and I'll say it, WrestleMania 35, that main event was forced because it felt like WWE booked themselves into a hole and said, okay, we got to have the women, right? Where this year's it didn't, and it didn't seem like y'all number one was, okay, we got to make it a woman. When you count what Sasha was doing, literally carrying wrestling through the pandemic, holding two titles at once, then winning another title, not to mention the work she's doing off the screen. I'm not sure if that counted for anything, but my wife was telling me about the series that she's a part of, and she's like, oh, she's really good. So, to me, it was like, obviously, Sasha Banks.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've remarked a lot on the pod anyway, just about how much women's wrestling has we've enjoyed women's wrestling a lot more than, you know, some of the men's stuff at times. You know, it's just there's just better competitors, especially in the WWE at times. So it's just one of those things where I don't think that there's a question. And when you look at everything, if you stack up titles held, if you stack up ring match quality, ring work, all, whatever, promos, all that stuff, I think Sasha Banks is heads above a lot of people. Like it's her, it's Roman, maybe a couple of other people, and then it's everybody. Hey,
what about what about Pam with the ham? Where would you put her? Like
her she's ham? Where you put her ham?
Oh, I
beg your pardon.
Where would you rank her?
She's up. She's very good. She's very good. And I think the key is with her, she's a very good character. She's a very good heel. You know, mm-hmm. the character she's got right now is very, she's very good at getting people over, but she's also just a very awesome promo, awesome ring work, all that stuff. You know, she's up there as well. But again, that's the thing. Women's pro wrestling in the WWE, when it's good, it's really fucking good. And Sasha Banks just happens to be the best at that section of pro wrestling and is black. So I don't know. There's not much of a debate there in my eyes, unless you're saying I'm a really big fan of Bobby Lashley. I'm a really big fan of the Hurt Business.
Yeah, me too. One of the things that stood out to me last year, Matt, you on one of the episodes of Black Wrestling Podcast, which y'all can find every week on YouTube and on all your podcast platforms, you stated that you didn't really understand why people, especially black wrestling fans, was complaining about Impact Wrestling, considering they were giving us more black wrestlers. You look at Rich Swann, you look at Willie Mack, and you look at Chris Bay. Chris Bay jumps from 19 to 5 this year. Yeah. Can y'all just talk about what it meant, you know, to really showcase Impact in this light? And I think, you know, one of the things that I took away, and I interpreted, I'm going to go ahead and show this top 5 graphic real quick.
Wow.
One of the things...
Who you hired to do that?
Come on now, I did it.
That's also amazing. Nah, for real.
Oh, thanks.
That shit is dope.
Yeah.
So one of the things I noticed, I don't see nobody from AEW there. But people try to tell me
God dang
that's the second biggest promotion, right? And I think budget-wise, money-wise, yes. But are they really number two if they have a very huge lack of diversity and inclusion? But the thing is, Chris Bay making this jump, how does this, like, does this go to show everybody else how, you know, Impact has really staked their claim in giving black wrestlers an opportunity?
I'd say yes and no.
Okay.
I say yes and no. I say they definitely have committed to using black wrestlers, especially at the top of their card at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality of wrestling in general over there, I don't think is enough to overtake AEW as far as a show. So the top of the card is amazing.
I don't. No, my bad.
No, just the top of the card is amazing, but they the bottom and middle of the card have somewhat some ground to gain before they mess with you know, Cody and the boys.
Yo, it's a lot of hokey. It's a lot of hokey things that go on Impact. I think that's where they get deducted in the point game, but the way I look at it, AEW is too, it's like it's top tier, but they're hokey. The hokey stuff that they do is par or is on the same line as Impact.
Are you talking about,
you understand what I'm saying?
Dinosaur wrestler by chance, or
this is why we keep his ass backstage.
Wait, no, Matt, ask. Can we sidebar and ask the question real quick, though?
Bryce Waters. Bryce Waters.
You know you wanted to ask it.
Bryce Waters.
What?
Bryce Waters. Is Luchasaurus
Oh, gosh.
A dinosaur?
I can't stand Luchasaurus, Jurassic Park, Jurassic Express. I certainly can't stand Jungle Boy. I called him Jurassic Park. The real Dwayne Allen had to tell me, he's like, bro, it's Jurassic Express. I go, Jurassic Park. I can't stand it.
Is he a dinosaur?
No.
What is he?
A human being living out of fantasy.
As?
What is he?
I don't know.
Because I don't know if you could say he's living out of fantasy as a dinosaur.
Yeah, but what is it supposed to be? Because he's not a lucha libre. So I guess he's a wrestling dinosaur. So they had to say, they couldn't say wrestling dinosaur. So they used luchasaur.
He's a man dressed as a dinosaur.
Okay,
wrestling.
He's legit. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. That's him. I'm a man playing a luchador disguised.
When he comes on TV, I change the channel.
The funny part is he can actually go.
He can wrestle. Mm-hmm.
He'd be but yeah. He's got like top five worst gimmicks of all time.
Ooh. It don't make sense. No, but
I got to think of it. You might be right.
Would you rather be a pirate like Paul Burchill or Luchasaurus?
People be pirates.
You want, okay, I'll remember that.
Like
no, people.
You say people be pirates is funny.
Is Luchasaurus worse than Brutus Beefcake?
No.
Yes.
No.
No. Well, people.
Wait. So Luchasaurus is a man dressed up as a dinosaur wrestling.
We don't know that.
All right.
No.
Wait. That's the loose description.
That. That's the loop.
Brutus Beefcake is what? A barber who is a Chippendales guy?
Yeah. This nigga has a. This guy has. He has a pair of hedge clippers.
He's got shears. Yeah.
But he also uses the small scissors when he had to cut people's hair.
He also, like.
Yeah, because no one was going to be like, you.
And he was so bad at cutting hair, he just kept cutting up his pants.
He kept cutting up his pants, son.
And his jackets.
Wow. Wouldn't it be smart if his move was like the flying head scissors instead of the sleeping?
No way.
Would be amazing. However, you ain't ever gotten the barber chair and you was taught.
No.
Like you worked a whole shift and then went to the barber
chair. Oh, man. Yup.
No. But that's
the sleeper hole.
That's what happened to your hair.
Why did he have to be a beefcake?
Why was he Beefcake?
Yeah.
Yo, sidebar, Bryce Waters. I'm sorry. My co-worker name is Beefcake, right?
Uh-huh.
Son, he is sitting at his desk double-fisting hot dogs.
Okay.
Nope. Because
I apologize for going in this direction.
He's on a keto diet, right?
Okay.
So when I walk in.
No bread.
No bread.
Yeah.
He got two hot dogs wrapped in cheese, but he double fisting them. Like,
is he eating the glizzies like Snicker bars?
Like,
why's he got cheese wrapped around?
Flavor,
that was the sidebar. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so his flavor profile.
I'm sorry, Brian.
So Chris Bay.
That's my fault.
Shout out to the double D transition.
Lucha. Him.
What were you going to say?
All right, so one of the things I found interesting, I agree with it, but I found this interesting. Rich Swann, number 9, he was the champion. Chris Bay, you know, number 5. Even though he wasn't the world champion yet, how much of him, his, you know, obviously the in-ring work, I know it goes by the record, but how much of his desire to make Impact a top-tier brand went into this, if any?
I think it's the whole package. It's you know, again, because we're going from May 2020 to May of 2021. Mm-hmm. So it was the feud with Willie Mack on Impact. They were owning, just like WWE had a lot of black and brown folks on TV, Impact, the end of the show were these X Division Championship battles between the two of them. It was him striving to be Impact World Champion and having the match against Rich Swann the same night he's going to the Super Black J Cup. You know, him owning a night of pro wrestling. It's the goddamn Black Panther pants, you know what I'm saying? It's him being a fan. It's the Jordans he's rocking on IG. Like, you know, I think a lot of it comes into play. The fact that he's an amazing wrestler puts him in an upper echelon in a number of different cases, including on this list. But I think in general, it's everything. And I think that's what people should start thinking about when they're looking at who made what position. It wins and losses matter. Mm-hmm. You know, swag matters. You know, your positioning in the card, championships, all of that comes into play. And I think with Chris Bay, there's so much that it can push him higher than a Rich Swann, who was, you know, technically the world champion for an extended amount of time.
Do y'all see now? Sasha Banks, Kofi Kingston. Maybe if you did the list, let's say 10 years ago, you may not have seen Kofi Kingston as a number one. After WrestleMania 32, you probably would have seen Sasha being a number one. Do you see Chris Bay being a number one in the BRP 50? The only list that matters, might I add.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, no, what you going to say, fam? What you going to say?
He's got to leave. He's got to go. In Impact, if he stays in Impact, number five is his ceiling.
It depends.
Okay. I don't know what Impact could do. You know what I mean? They already got finessed by AEW this year. So I don't know what they could do to put him in a place, even as like world champion. If he had to run on top over there, mm-hmm. it's still over there. Like their main event, him and Sammy, what his name? Sammy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Sammy Sosa. Him, I don't want to see him and Sammy Sosa wrestle. So, I think in Impact he has a ceiling of five.
So if he defeats Kenny Omega,
mm-hmm.
which is arguably the number two company, and goes on a run from the summer to the beginning of the year, he's not getting boosted higher than five.
As AEW champion, you're saying?
As Impact champion.
The problem is once he has a match with 51 and a match with Rich Swann, who do you want to see him in? Because your dance partners do matter, right?
There's only so much.
There's Trey Miguel there. Willie Mack, again, they can run that back like how in TNA they would do Samoa Joe and AJ Styles for the X Division, then they did it for the world title. There's options, but it's one.
So what I'm hearing from my seat, what I'm hearing is mm-hmm. that it's above him. In other words, the only way he would really stand in Impact Eclipse is if Impact on the business side got a bigger TV deal and position themselves as a bigger company.
Well, I think it's tough because again, the flip sides, we haven't even mentioned the four people above them. Like you would, mm-hmm. one of those people would have to have a really Big E would have to get hurt and I don't want to wish that on, like so, something would have to happen where one of them was out of commission.
We've seen Keith Lee. We've seen Keith Lee. We've seen Willie Max.
Right.
We've seen both mm-hmm. of them decline. During this cycle. So it's possible. Again, I we don't know what the crop of the crop of talent that's moving anywhere is going to be. So right. it's possible it's four new people in Impact coming in that will give him fire matches. So if he is to defeat Kenny Omega mm-hmm. and carry on for the next 8-9 months, I see him going higher. I don't know about one. Because you still got Bobby Lashley running rampant
through right.
everything. You still got Kofi. You know what I'm saying? So it's still formidable people that could be in one. You still got Big E.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So,
you haven't even mentioned the ladies.
Exactly. Right.
Well, the ladies are already on top. Yeah. And then, you got Bianca who's doing the exact same thing Bobby's doing. So,
yeah, they would have to pretty much go back to being the worldwide wrestling entertainment.
The facts
in order
back to it,
and SmackDown just hired two black women. So I don't know. I don't. That looks like it's only going to be
Issa on there. They hired Issa,
man. Insecure's ended. They might have. They might have. She might be right in this season of us.
We'll see Thug Yoda on SmackDown next week.
I talked to Thug Yoda today. It was fun. He was a nice guy. So
that's good. All right, is Bianca Belair, she gonna be like rapping in a mirror?
Stop, man. Why did you lose the match?
What you mean, dig dong, ding dong, hello? I told that ding dong goodbye.
Oh man. All right, let me take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen.
Paid for by the following.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wrestling Realm, we just released a new episode from season 5, our fifth one. Y'all know we've been watching Dark Side of the Ring, WWE's A&E Legends, WWE Legends on A&E, I should say. So myself and the real Dwayne Allen recently did a review on both of the shows. Here's a clip of that. We'll be back after this.
Right. Mm-hmm. We had some series, you know, featuring, I ain't gonna go through all them, but featuring Bret Hart, Booker T, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Mm-hmm. Then you had Dark Side of the Ring. Mm-hmm. You know, they did a series, you know, a couple on Flying Brian. Ultimate Warrior, which A&E also did one on. Mm-hmm. Collision in Korea, and a number of. So, Dark Side of the Ring, this is their third season. I think it's third season. A&E, this is the first season, which I hope we can get some more. But what's been your biggest takeaway?
The biggest takeaway is that, as a wrestling fan, a lot of these stories are being told with more depth and more range than what was probably given to them. A little bit more rope in regards to the information they can kind of dive into versus what they could or couldn't say before.
Damn.
Clear. And we're back. Make sure y'all check that out. That's available on YouTube right now. You can check out the full episode as well as other episodes from season 5. And we got some more coming up, especially one for you, Drip, because I know you're a Bret Hart hater. So we got, I'm going to reveal this one.
You want to do this right here?
5 reasons why Bret Hart is Mr. SummerSlam. So,
there's something there.
Yeah, that'll come out closer towards the end of the summer, but it's all set and ready. Gentlemen, social media backlash. I know a lot of people always got something to say.
The sequel to WrestleMania backlash? The sequel to WrestleMania backlash is social media backlash.
But I know a lot of people always have something to say when these lists come out because, you know, everybody can take everybody know the answers, but they never took the test before. You know, they never took the time to sit down, watch all these matches. And that's what we discussed last year, which you can find on the Wrestling Realm YouTube channel under the Wrestling for the Culture playlist. You can see where we talked about the process a little bit. So we're not going to go back into that. But I know there's a lot of time spent. And as y'all said, a lot of spreadsheets. It's not just, oh, this is my favorite wrestler. This is my favorite wrestler. What was the biggest?
It is for him. It is for him.
But what was the was there any social media backlash like you got from number 51? Did you have any of that this year? Did you have any fans trying to, oh man, this list is trash, this, that, and the other?
No.
What had happened was some people, like, when the list was first dropping, people were like, yo, Myron Reed should be higher, yo, you know, they were just people that they were talking about, they thought, and we would engage. It's always, well, where do you think they would go and why? And try and really, through a conversation, explain, okay, what you're expecting, what you're saying probably isn't weighted as much. Now, I don't know what section of black wrestling social media found Naomi being at 48 and got upset. But sometime around like Friday night, Saturday morning, there were mad tweets just being like, I'm not even going to read this list because they got Naomi at 48. And then it's like, oh, so why is Naomi at 48? And they're like, yo, she was trending because people said that she needs to have better matches. She had a viral TikTok video. She wrestled in the Royal Rumble, and it's like, yeah, that's a lot of great stuff. And then if you add that to the fact that a lot of her singles matches she was losing, and mm-hmm. she wasn't wrestling the other time when she wasn't losing, and when you're in a lower position, it sucks. We hate it. I wrote a whole piece on her been needing to deserve better from the WWE. That was last summer when all this was going on. But yep. I think the people complaining are the people who wouldn't have read that, nor have they read the criteria that we made sure to put out about how and why people are in certain spots. But Brother Math was the one who was really swinging with people.
This is my child.
Yeah.
Man, so right. I take offense to a lot of shit because, excuse my language, I'm sorry, Brian. But I take offense to it. My bad, it's like A Tribe Called Quest. Brian H. Waters, I'm sorry.
Facts.
So I take offense to a lot of shit because when we set out to give recognition to the 50, that's it. It's just mm-hmm. for recognition because they weren't getting any recognition prior to us putting this out. Not saying that people wasn't messing with them, but nobody was saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when I specifically say this person is rocking, this person is rocking, this person is rocking, and we come together as a collective and say these are the names, and you are one of the names, and you have nothing to say until you're not one of the names, mm-hmm. I have an issue with that.
Right.
Because you have a specific, you like, if you hold some kind of weight in this community and you're talking down and saying, yo, this list is whack because I'm not on it or so-and-so ain't on it, that's trash. Mm-hmm. Because it's nobody else out here or it's nobody that's getting recognized doing something like this. So, yeah, you're not on the list today, but you don't know what's happening tomorrow, or you don't know what's happening next month, or you know what I'm saying? You're not even checking to see if so-and-so was ever highlighted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the first thing you want to do is run and say, oh, this is whack, this is trash. That's, son, you do better. Do better with yourself. I'm not going to say no names. I'm not going to say no names. Because this is what y'all do. I'm sorry, cuz. I'm sorry.
I got one. Here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. I think because I don't even necessarily beep have a problem with them. Names. Nah, say them. Put them names. In. Yeah, beep them names.
I'm right. Tom.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I don't even much have problems with
notes.
Oh, my man.
Thank you.
RNS. I don't much have problems with having folks come and say, oh man, I don't like this list. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we put it out there because we want folks to talk. We want to shine, we want to spotlight first, like I said.
Right.
And we want discourse, right?
Well, you can't be a content creator of any sort and be sensitive. We all know
correct.
That. You know?
Correct. Yeah, correct.
But I am.
You know what I mean, though. Like,
yeah.
The ill part is, yo, I felt like from what I saw personally, mm-hmm. it was about 8 people that were like, offended. Yo, I didn't like this. It were 8 million folks like, yo, I would have put such and such somewhere, but this is dope.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I think we do it for that. Like, the discourse and the recognition are important. So when folks say, yeah, I disagree, please.
Right.
But as I said, I don't know if I said it on the show before or I said it on when we dropped the 10, be respectful.
Be respectful.
No, the thing with some of the people, and Brian H. Waters beat the name, so I'm not going to rehash it.
I got you.
When you say that, but when you specifically say, I don't know, but I don't know. Maybe this person. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because you're throwing the shot saying, I don't know what I'm talking about as a viewer. You see what I'm saying? When it's people out there that's taking what we're saying and holding it as I bomb. I respect it. And then you're downplaying what we're saying. That's whack.
That's super whack.
Because you got enough clout for people to say to put the doubt in somebody's mind. That's whack. Boom.
That's the thing, and that's the thing that I've always hated. Is we quick to bring each other down in this situation. You know, like I said last year, I remember the list the first year, and I wasn't doing wrestling for the culture yet. I think it was just an article, and I featured in the article. And then last year, you know, I did the show, and I said, you know what, I want to get y'all on, and you know, just listening each and every week. The thing is, what people don't realize, if they was weekly subscribers to Black Wrestling on YouTube or Spotify, they would realize that every week y'all do a Black Wrestler of the Week. And it's not always people from WWE. You get an opportunity. So for me, if I'm sitting there and I hear a name that I haven't heard of before, that's going to give me an opportunity. All right, well, let me Google this person. Let me go on YouTube and find their matches. And, you know, when you are providing a platform and, you know, with this list, you know, like fam, though, and this is an insider, but I said, hey, why was it on the list? I didn't get mad. And I was like, I had to make sure because I didn't want to put it in the public comments just because I didn't want nobody looking at it. Oh, man, you know, because that's my boy. So he going to know that it's all love.
Right.
And then afterwards, right. You know, what does she do? She go out there and win the title. So I was like,
yeah,
you know, so then it's like, okay, so now. Let's keep pushing and we can boom get on the BRP 50. You know, we saw last year. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Somebody did a 500 list that was disingenuine.
I
remember saying it's not the BRP 50 though.
Look at all these black wrestlers that I know. They this one right here.
Exactly.
It's this one right here too. Look at it. Look at all they are there. There's so many. They're on this side too. You can't really tell. Because I made two large vertical images that have a black back. Let me stop.
Now, as we know, as content creators, that just bleeps the eye test. You taught in design school or some school that you're not supposed to have that many names. It's messing up the 7x7 rule that they tell you on PowerPoints. But that's a whole different story. But wait,
Brian H. Walsh, you know what the thing is? Because I think some people, because they don't want to be seen as I'm doing what the next person is doing, that they might try and switch it up. So, they're going to spread it out and make it an event. You got to come back and see. Let me drop everything right there. It's going to be really ugly because they do theirs. They put a little bit of, you know, they got little logos and I'm just saying.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, I can appreciate this coming out on Juneteenth. Last year, it wasn't a national holiday or federal holiday. The year before that, it wasn't even thought about.
We thought about it. I love, that's the one thing I think that's amazing is that, like, when folks would tell you, oh, man, they wasn't saying man. They would say, oh, man.
You wouldn't even think about no Juneteenth the year before it last.
I said, actually, there's documented proof that this is the third year running for something creative we've done.
104 weeks, because I just checked, because I was looking through the hashtag as I was getting my notes together. Right here, you know. So yeah, it was 104 weeks.
Preparation
ago.
Is key.
Yeah.
No fact. What I do want to say, I think as we and even Brian H. Waters mentioned in how he wasn't doing the show, you know, when we first were doing the list, he was an article, then he had a show, and now he's taking notes, and he's got all this amazing pre-production for this list that we sat in rooms and argued about, you know, over a couple of weeks. But I do want to shout out people like yourself. People appreciate like DDT that. Divas, people like, you know, Queen K's Wrestling News, you know, everybody, you know, Britt Waters as well. Anybody who understand, they see the vision, they understand what it is, and they don't just you know, they don't just see something go by. You know, highlighting things is key. I think that's the one thing people don't understand and don't realize. And I see it, and I truly appreciate it.
Do you know how hard it is to make a list with people? So it's for y'all. Me and Dwayne was putting together for a future episode Money in the Bank moments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we had like, nah, how about this or how about that, whatever, whatever. So with four people, I can imagine there was a lot of drinks, a lot of cursing back and forth. And
there's a recording somewhere. There's a recording somewhere.
Patreon subscribers.
There wasn't cursing, but no, this was the first year where things got heated enough where, you know, a break had to be taken.
But it just goes to show, at the end of the day, it's passion. You know, shout out to Terry, as you say, we love wrestling. You know, that's what it comes down to. And when, you know, putting this together, that's what people don't understand. You know, people always get mad at lists. Like I said, it's people who always have the answers, but they never taken the test. They've never sat down and tried to do this, you know. Like I was looking, one of the names that went up, dropped down, Trisha Dore, last year 21, this year 36. And I was like, oh, I mean, I thought about it, because when you actually put on your thinking hats and
I've heard that name a lot too.
Yeah, you really think, okay, well, last year she had more quality matches, not to mention there was a certain thing called a pandemic, so that eliminated probably some of the matches that she would have had. But I do think
that's a Panamania. It was a Panamania,
right? You know, but you know, like I said, people, like Cal said earlier about Naomi, people got upset, but they didn't really think, like, "Hello, what has she been doing?" And we love Naomi, but facts are facts.
And again, it's just this past year. Like, it's not like. Mm-hmm. Oh, of all time. It's
thank you, Drew.
Like she had a weak 2020 to 2021 section. Like, and the other thing about Mr. 51, it's like if they don't listen to the show, how are you gonna have a problem with this person not being on a list? It's like if you listen to the show, then you would understand.
Oh, yeah.
He has that spot for life. Like it's his name etched on there forever.
Yeah. Word. I was gonna say that to kind of show you guys how things can happen. On my personal list, I had Trish higher.
Okay.
I'm being honest. For me,
exclusive.
For me, her holding that title over the year and beating the people that, you know, because she did win matches against people. It made more of an impact for me. Now, in having the conversation with the rest of the squad and saying, well, here's what should happen.
You gotta eat some bullets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you concede a couple of things. You know, I Trisha Dora drops a couple of spaces, but Giant Almost doesn't make the list. I mean, I gotta be satisfied. You know what I'm saying?
And real quick, before I know we gotta get out of here soon. Cedric Alexander, he went from 24 to 17. Do you see him cracking the top 10? Just on what you're watching now, do you see that happening, or you still the jury's still out on him?
That's a no, Brian H. Waters.
I watch his promo. It's something about his delivery, something about his voice.
Okay.
After a while, It doesn't sound like. I don't see him giving promos as the champion to motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm.
And he's a heel.
It's. He's great. He is great in the ring, and I think he's had moments of being really dope. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if
he hasn't, Cal.
Well, hopefully he used this as motivation.
I like Cedric sometimes.
I like Cedric too, but he needs MVP.
Yeah, he needs something. Yeah,
he needs something. But who doesn't?
I actually think he needs MVP a lot less than he did at the beginning of the year. Like his progress, and if he can get on a dope mid-card trajectory, I think he could be easily top 20 next year.
That's like, a no for me, dog.
Who's the U.S. champion?
Sheamus.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even want to say it. It's just like
Cedric is not beating Sheamus for anything.
Sheamus is the champion.
And also, I got
on screen.
One of the things people, if they realize, if they listen to the show, I'm gonna just say this. I ain't even gonna say his name. Shout out to y'all. Put number 25 on the list. That goes to show unbiasedness. So when people want to complain about,
I mean, hey,
as soon as I'm like, wait a minute,
that's just, I'm just saying, I'm just mentioning the integrity of the list, and that's what I want people to really understand, that there is integrity on this list.
They're talking about Shuler.
That's
man, listen, it's some bullets. It's bullets that had to be bit.
Right. And he won't speak to us anyway. We haven't tried talking to him for a minute.
This is the worst podcast
that he might say
I've ever heard.
That wasn't him. That was his uncle.
All right, so I asked y'all this before, and I want to know. So in my basement, I got 3 commemorative magazines of the late great Kobe Bryant. I want to be able to put this on there. I'm going to be able to put these up.
It's a great cover, isn't it?
Merch. So,
You got some more coming.
And
merchandising.
I got some shirts in the back, you know. So
appreciate you.
I want to know, is it, because they're dope, you know, and as somebody who appreciates art and aesthetics, I was a huge fan of these, and that was the thing I was waiting for, was the way the cover was going to look.
You know, you anticipate the cover, because there was a lot of conversation about the cover when it hit Twitter, more than I thought it was going to be, and I didn't know it was like that.
Well, last year on the show, you told me that you don't give it away. So the number one person usually may or may not be on the cover, because you don't want to give away the list.
Right.
So I was anticipating it. And like I said, I honestly listened to the show. I figured it was going to be Sasha. But I was still
Why
waiting.
Why would you say that?
Because he's intelligent.
Because, you know, y'all actually, when you listen to the show, you see how much y'all give everybody their flowers. And it's not just a bias. You know, it's actually, that's why I enjoy it, you know. So that's why I was anticipating the cover.
The cover almost wasn't. I'm not going to get into what the cover was going to be, but it almost wasn't that. It was almost something totally different. But I think I like hearing that people like the cover, because I mean there is, again, we're not just throwing pictures on the thing either. There's consideration in regards to who and what is represented. Again, it's shouts out downtown Tony Brown and everybody who can.
And shout out, you know, Chris Bay and Chris Adore back to back years.
It is what it is.
Brian H, you can't be giving stuff away like this, man.
Well, but you,
it's certain shit going on, Brian H. You can't be giving these tidbits away.
Hey, look, the man do research when he figure it out. You got to tell somebody.
You can't do that. No, you just got all there.
I wasn't giving away everything.
No, he was giving away was the fact that we're low-key predictors of talent. You know, last year we said, oh, look at these people that we think, you know, should be in front of your faces. And then the next year they was in front of your faces. I mean, I'm not saying we're on some future, you know, prediction type stuff, but it is what it is.
And it tells a story, though, because that's what I did when I was comparing contrast. It tells you the story of this wrestler or that wrestler. This person had a good year, got better. Oh, this person slipped up. You know, if we're going to do it for PWI, most people are going to do it for PWI. And that was the reason why I wanted to have y'all on the show last year, because everybody holds that list in regard. Fine, that's cool, whatever. It's been something that's been around since we've been young. But if I got gentlemen who are going to sit there and take the time to do the research, to put everything together and do a list for us, it's a list for us, by us, I'm going to sit there and recognize it.
I salute that all the way. Salute the hell out of that, because that's, again, it's necessary. It's more necessary than I think people realize, and that's why I will always appreciate anybody that takes a second out to make graphics and do the research of the numbers. Like, again, I from doing a list like this, we know what that time making layouts, like, you know, there's in a year it looks like Brian Ace Waters has learned a lot.
Twitter. We stealing all this.
Yeah, no, we stole StreamYard. We stealing all this.
All of this. Yo, it's funny because the creators don't get their flowers, yo.
Right.
No, this is why when I say Brian H. Waters is the godfather of how you view us. Straight up. Without him, it wouldn't be no us on. We would still be on the phones.
You would not have. We wouldn't have a YouTube like that. Nothing. Not facts. Yeah.
Terry is the create. Come on, fam. Son, you got to salute these people, right. And you know, pay attention to what's going on, because they ain't gonna understand until it's too late. Mm-hmm. When none of this shit is going on, ain't none of this shit happening no more. Y'all, what happened? Pay attention.
Facts.
When I get out of Instagram jail, I'm definitely clipping that off. So that
the porn got you too, huh?
The porn got him.
I ain't even do nothing, man.
This
is a nice, wholesome man.
You should have like everybody down Central Book
Show.
It wasn't even me. I wasn't even.
But gentlemen, like I said, let the people know. We told them, but let them know.
Power driver.
Where they can find you? Also, what else you got coming up?
People asking. Well, because people are asking about magazine covers being turned to things, but the reason that can't happen because there's other things that are happening. But I'm not allowed to talk about anything that's happening. But go follow us on Instagram at Black Wrestling, YouTube.com/Black Wrestling. Those are probably the best places to follow us. For anything coming up,
in case
up
they need to know how to spell it, it's right there too.
Crazy.
At Black, crazy. It's right there. It's Twitter and Instagram. You can Facebook as well, but I would say those are the best places to find out whatever you need to find out from us. You don't realize what you've done until you actually see it like this.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
Shuttle.
But gentlemen, I appreciate y'all for coming on. Like I said, you know, I know y'all have a busy schedule. I ain't gonna use the word that fam used on We Love Wrestling. We was just on We Love Wrestling. Shout out to Terry. Trey D. I'll say it off the air.
Damn, that's how you know it's like, whoa.
It wasn't that bad. But ladies and gentlemen, make sure y'all subscribe. If you haven't done so, subscribe to Black Wrestling. Subscribe to the Wrestling Realm. Until the next time,
yes.
Peace.